Okay, Nun Hey. Yes, Nun Hey Av towards the bottom. Yeah, we did two lines. We're in Nun Hey Av towards the bottom. At the new Mishnah. 109. Oh, that's very bottom. That's very nice. Three people ate together. In Rosh Hashanah, they're not allowed to split apart. They have to stay together in order to bench as a mezumin. V'chein arba, the sadi is true as four. V'chein mechamisha, so two is five. Shish, however, if there are six, they can divide obviously up into two groups. Ad asor up till ten. V'asor ena nechlokim, a group of ten cannot divide up. Achi was three in order until they're 20 in order to retain the name Elokeinu in benching. Tani, we learned. Hi, Yoshua Bochel B'Shabbos, who was sitting and eating on Shabbos, V'shachah V'lois Kirch Shabbos, and forgotten and did not mention Shabbos in Birkas HaMazon. Rav Amar Choza, Rav says you have to say benching over again. Hushmo Amar Eno Choza, Shmuel says you do not say benching over again. Shimon bar Ba, b'shem we passing like Rav, you must say Shmonez benching over again, unless it's Shalosh Shudas, because in Shalosh Shudas you don't have to eat bread. So therefore, the benching is not an essential component of the meal. But by the first two meals where you must eat bread, if you forgot Ritzeh, you have to go over and repeat benching. Okay? Ushmil bar Bobashem Rabbi Yochan said, what about on Rosh Chodesh? Sofik Hiskosh or Rosh Chodesh, if you're not sure if you mentioned Rosh Chodesh, Sofik Loiski or not, Emach Zero, so we don't make you get out, go back. Ashkechon Tani Upolik. We have a Bryce aware.
The first one where you didn't need bread or something.
The third meal. Yeah. If you forget Ritzeh by Shalshus, you don't have to go back. Yeah. Okay, now we also pass on Rosh Chodesh, no matter which meal you forget, Yalav Yavo, and you don't have to go back. But this Bryce argues. The Bryce says, we ask Kletopol, you found a Bryce that argues. The Bryce says, Kol Yom Sheish Bukor Musaf, any day in which there is a Korban Musaf, Kigon Rosh Chodesh, Vachol Shemoit, such as Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed. Then, Tzorech Laask Main Amora, you have to mention the Main Amora means the a synopsis of the event, meaning Yalav Yovo, Ritzei, or whatever. Im lo iskir machzira, so if you did not mention, we make you go back. V'chosh ein bo kor musav, any day in which there is no kor musav, gon chadako purim, Tzorech Laaskir Main Amora, you do have to mention also the event in benching. If you didn't mention it, so we don't make you go back. But this is clear, this clearly argues what we learned previously, because here it says that on Rosh Chodesh, and on Chol HaMoed for that matter, you must go back if you forget Yalav Yovo and benching. We don't pass it that way.
Even for
Chol HaMoed? Even for Chol HaMoed. For Shmona Esrei, you have to go back to Chol HaMoed. The difference here, Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, it's that for Shmona Esrei, you have to go back for Ma'ariv on Chol HaMoed, whereas for Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. The thing is that, again, as we mentioned, every day in which you must eat bread, you have to repeat benching, you forgot, Ritzei, Yalav, Yovo, etc. Every day or any meal which you don't have to eat bread, you don't have to repeat Ritzei, Yalav, Yovo. Okay? So it says
on Yantif itself,
you would have to, right? And those two meals, you'd have to go back. Chana Barabo v'chavgayo, Chana Barabo and his friends have a yasvin ochlin b'shabbos, so they were singing on Shabbos. Mean the ochlin, once they finished eating, who barchin and they bench. Kamazalei, so Chana Barabo got up. Chazal gabon, he came back. Ashkechunun barchin, he found him benching again. Amar, he said, V'lok far birach, didn't we bench already? What are you benching again for? Armin lay, so they said to him, Mevarchin v'chayzin mevarchin, we benched, but we're benching again. Why? The Ashkechon matkara de Shabso, we forgot, Ashkechon, Shachach, we forgot, matkara to mention the Shabso, Shabbos, and therefore we have to bench over again. Lo amar hey, Chana Bar Abba asked him. So what? Didn't Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav Chuna and Rabbi Yirmiyah Mituva say b'shem Rav? Didn't they both say Shachach lo iskis shel Shabbos? If your God didn't mention Shabbos, Omer shenasa menucha la'am Yisrael. And this is something which not very many people know. Let's see if the article said it, which we happen to have here on the table. It happens to have this here. If you forget Yalo v'yavo, or it's say in Birkos HaMazon, then you have an opportunity to, right, if you had I don't see it here. Here it is. If it's Shabbos, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Shabbos L'Menucha L'Am Yisrael Ba'ava Lo Su L'Bris Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadesh HaShabbos. If it's Rosh Chodesh, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Rosh Chodesh L'Am Yisrael L'Zikaron. I messed this one up this morning. I forgot Yalo V'Yavo, and I said this, but I only had a bench on which it had the first bracha. So I said this, and I said a signature at the end, but that was a mistake. On Rosh Chodesh, there's no signature. It's just a short bracha. You see, on Shabbos, it has a Baruch Atah, and it ends Baruch Atah. But on Rosh Chodesh, it begins Baruch Atah, but doesn't end Baruch Atah. You see that difference? And so on and so forth, there's a special nusach if it's Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, and if it's on a Yotif, and Shabbos on a Yotif, etc., etc. Okay? So all these cases, you have brachas, which you could say. So Chana Bar Abba said, why did you repeat all of Shemona Esrei? Just say these brachas. So there's a catch, right? The catch is, they said to him, Cain, that's only, we're talking about a case over here, Kshisiya Daito, when we're no longer involved in benching. V'chein, when can you say these things, B'shaloisiya Daito, when you're still involved in benching? Now, how do we define still involved in benching? These brachas are very rare, because as you see here in the instruction, if one forgot to recite either Ritzei, on the Sabbath, or Yalav Yavo on a festival, or Rosh Chodesh, he should insert the appropriate blessing below, before the fourth blessing of Birkas HaMazon. However, if he started already the fourth blessing of Birkas HaMazon, which is Hatova Meitiv, you can no longer insert this. So Lo Yisiyadaito means you weren't Meisiach Das from the Birkas HaMazon de Raisa, which is at the end of the, which is before you begin the fourth bracha. Here, you see over here it has it, the precise instructions. If one has begun the next blessing and said the name Hashem, but had not yet said the word bonei, rebuild, he concludes with the phrase Lamdeni Chukecha, and then teach me your statutes. Then recites the omitted paragraph and continues from there. This ruling is based on the fact that Baruch Atah Hashem Deinu Chukecha, bless you Hashem, teach me your statutes, is a verse in Psalms and not a blessing. Only if one has recited the next blessing of Birkas HaMazon is it forbidden to go back to a previous blessing. But if one has merely inserted a verse from Psalms, he is still in the middle of the prayer and may go back to the correct an omission. If one has said the word bonei, he completes the blessing and makes up for the omission by reciting the appropriate compensatory blessing, which is the blessing we just learned about. If one has begun the first several words of the fourth blessing, he may still switch immediately into the compensatory blessing, since the words Baruch Atah, etc., Ha'olam, are identical in both blessings. However, the compensatory blessing need not be recited after the third Sabbath meal if Birkas HaMazon is recited after sunset. Okay, because since after sunset, so therefore it's not necessary to say it. If the omission is discovered after reciting the word Hakel, the Almighty, of the fourth blessing, it is too late for the compensatory blessing to be recited. In that case, on Sabbath and on a festival day, the first two meals, Birkas HaMazon, must be repeated in its entirety. At the third meal, nothing need be done. On Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, nothing need be done except if the day fell out on Sabbath. and Ritzay was omitted, in that case Birkas HaMazon must be repeated. But if Ritzay was recited and Yal Leviyava was omitted, nothing need be done. Okay? So that's a synopsis of the laws, very brief and concise. Then so that's what they said to him.
Ritzay was omitted, but he said Yal Leviyava.
What?
Ritzay was omitted.
Yes.
He said Yal Leviyava, it's okay.
That's bad. No, 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 no. No good, no good. Even Al Chol. No, he has to go over and go back and say
Yal Leviyava, he can skip.
Right. Well, he shouldn't skip. He'll never skip it. Not intentionally. Inadvertently, if he skipped it. Okay? Then people were walking down the road. Even though they're all eating, from one loaf. In other words, they're all together in this business. But they cannot constitute a zimun because they're traveling. While they're traveling, they're not considered to be together. However, this doesn't really apply nowadays in AIDS, good down age, because we all, you know, even if you're traveling on a bus, you're all seated together. You're not traveling, right? So then you could make a zimun. Yashu v'achlu, that's like this case. If they sat and they ate, aval b'shkolecha v'echad oichem b'kikar atzmo, you know, each individual is eating from his own loaf, echa mavarech ha'olidei kulam, one can be motzi everybody else. Rabbi Yirmiyah, zomin l'chavrei b'pundaka, and along this lines we learned, Rabbi Yirmiyah, he would be mezamein for his friends, but only when they would get to a motel and they would be stationary, not when they were on the road. Okay? You had two groups of people eating. Now you alluded to this case a few days ago with Korban Pesach. Here it is by benching. Two chaburs which are in the same house. When some of them can see each other, in other words, let's say we have three people over here and three people in the next room, so not all of us can see each other. But one person sitting here at the end of the table can see the other person, another person sitting at the end of the table over there, so we can be mezamein together. Okay? That we can make one large group for Zimun. And if not, each one benches independently. One cannot make a bracha on wine. This is a separate halacha. Until you mix water into it. Because until you mix water into it, it doesn't have significance to wine. Wine must be somewhat diluted. Say even undiluted. 100% wine, you can make a bracha bar pi agafana. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Abba Zimna, both say b'shem Rabbi Zira, l'shnei batim nitzrucha. This is talking, the Chiddush Ramish is not when they're in the same house. If they're in the same house, they obviously can join together. The Chiddush is even if they're in two separate houses, if they can see each other through the window, then they join together and make one zimu. Okay? The Chiddush is again by two houses. This is only in a case where they intended to begin with to bench together because they saw each other through the window. But if they intended to be two separate groups, even if they can see each other through the window, they can't bench together.
You assume if they see each other, they can also hear each other?
Not necessarily.
Then how can they bench
together? They'll shout. Works. Okay, but they don't have to hear their normal conversations. Yeah. That's right. They can eat with the window closed and then open the window for a benching. Now, Elaine based in the CA, those houses of the princes, nobody understands this line. None of the Farshim understand this. Based in the CA, or Mahat Avid loan. If you have the house of a prince, the house of a princess, what are you going to do for them? It was like one house or two houses. So Pnei Moshe says they used to have a lot of houses close together. So questions like, it's going to be one house or two house. So, Nomar, so the Gemara answers, if they would walk through one house to get to the other house, Mizamni, then they join together. And if not, a Mizamni. But the question then is, what's the difference between this and stomach case of two houses? What is this palatial residence is any different than two houses which are right next to each other, which we just discussed a line ago? So I had a great hypothesis. Might be completely false, but that never stopped me before. And I wanted to say that perhaps we take out the Yud and the Aleph in base Nesiyeh. And what it means is based on the Shnashe. If you have an Ezra's Nashe. Because we know in Halacha there's a shaila of when the people in the Ezra's Nashim are considered to be part and parcel of the minyan. So here too I would say that the question is the people sitting in the Ezra's Nashim, not necessarily women, but people sitting in the Ezra's Nashim, are they considered to be part and parcel of the group in the main shul? Oh, you see the question? Can they be considered to be part and parcel of the group? What? It's not so simple. That's so simple. We pass them by davening that they are. But it's not so simple. As a matter of fact, the question is whether if somebody's standing in the Ezra's Nashim, it could be it's only one way. The people in the Ezra's Nashim join with the people in the main room, but not vice versa. So therefore, the Chazan would not be able to stand in the Ezra's Nashim. The Chazan would have to stand in the main room. Okay? It's a Gemara, I believe, in Baba Basra. Okay. So the thing is here, we learn the same way. Now, is it like two houses or one house? No, Mar, so let's take this. If in order to get to Ezra's Nashim, you go through the main shul, then it's considered to be the same room. And then they're both considered to be one large group. If the Ezra's Nashim has a separate entrance than the main shul, like here, right, then it would be separate. It's not considered to be the same location. Although this one, I don't know. Because it is one room, Lamaisa. You have to bear in mind, the old days, in a shul, the Ezra's Nashim would be indeed a separate room. A balcony or a separate room. Right, at upstairs. Yeah. Room, it's one room, but there are places, I don't know if there are any places around today where there are two separate rooms than there used to be. Yeah, Eichenstein's would be a good example. Rabbi Eichenstein's shul would be a good example of a place where it's like two rooms. And there, Taka, they wouldn't be mitzvahed. Because they're two separate entrances. You don't go through one to get to the other. One is upstairs and one is downstairs, like two separate rooms. Okay? I don't think this. What?
What are we talking about?
No, that's exactly the case.
Yeah.
If it's two separate rooms and you don't go through it, they both have two separate entrances. That
the davening is not together.
Not the davening now. I'll tell you about the benching.
Oh, the benching.
Benching. Okay. Not together. Okay? And davening would be the same halacha. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Davening them together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, this case applies in Bnei Reuven. In Bnei Reuven, it's not so simple, though. I don't know if you remember the way it moves up. The Kiddush room is a separate room from the main room. Even if you open the door, so if you open the doors, maybe. In that case, yeah, it's not so simple. You're allowed to do that, though. It's not so simple. So our head there is the assumption that since the doors are built in a sliding fashion, so it's considered to be one large room. But were it not the case, right, we're two separate rooms, so then it's not so simple to be mitzvahed people standing in the main shul to the people standing in the back. That's why it's better to have them inside. Now, it doesn't necessarily work both ways. The people in the smaller room can join with the people in the bigger room. Because the people in the smaller room are considered to be batel to the people in the large room. But the people in the large room can't be mitzvahed with the people in the small room. Because the big room is not batel to the small room. This is our shiloh over here, again, according to my hypothesis, by Bein Nashe, how do we regard the Ezra's Nashe? So the Gemara says, when is it considered to be enough that it's a tziru for Zimun? When there's traversing back and forth from one to the other. Okay? Again, just my theory. Says Gemara further. You can't make a bracha on wine until you put some water into it. It's a quote from our Mishnah. Rabbi Zriko b'shem Rabbi Yisrael Rechina said, "Morning, Chachamim, Rabbi Lezer, Chachamim concede to Rabbi Lezer, b'kosha bracha." That the cup used for Kiddush should know since Sochomayan Koshu. That in order to make Kiddush, you have to put water into it. Now, our wine comes pre-diluted. I don't want you to get confused. Our wine, the way we get it, is not full-strength wine. It has water in it. But we'll tell you about, according to this Gemara, it has to be somewhat diluted in order to make Kiddush on it. Okay? So far, so good. So says the Gemara, Nehigin Rabbanan, Ba'en Kasa de Kiddusha. That was the minhag of the rabbis by Kiddush cups to put in some water. However, Milsad Rabbi Yossi Pliga the Rabbi Yoino. That which Rabbi Yossi said argues in that which Rabbi Yoino practiced. But Rabbi Yossi said you have to add some water. Rabbi Yoino didn't do this. Where do we see Rabbi Yoino didn't do this? In the following case. Rabbi Yoina Tom Kaso Misakila. Rabbi Yoina would use a cup of wine Friday night and add water to it Shabbos morning, the same cup he was pouring. So he would use a cup of wine Shabbos night, Friday night, and add water to Shabbos morning and make Kiddush on again. But Friday night he would make it undiluted. So see, Rabbi Yoina knows you can even make Kiddush on undiluted wine. Okay? Now, by the way, we don't paskin this way. We paskin if you use a cup of wine for Kiddush, in order to use it over again, yeah, you can't just pour in some more wine. We have a more elaborate ceremony, which is we take the wine, pour a little bit back, and then pour a little bit in, right? So that's the way we do it. But that's a chumrah. According to the strict letter of the law, you only need to do one of two steps. Either pour some back, and then, well, pour some back, obviously, does the scratch that. All you have to do is pour a little bit of water or wine into the cup. Okay, so that's the avid, that's good enough. The chatchila, we do both directions. Pour a little bit back and then a little bit back in. But amen, but Rabbi Yoina used to do the bottom line, which is to pour in some water in the morning, that was sufficient.
Wasn't there a health problem?
What?
In those days, wasn't the wine very strong?
Very strong. No, Chodesh. The Chodesh wine is very strong. Right, Yain Yashin is good. Yain Chodesh is very strong. Yeah, well, that since it's damaging the health, that's why you shouldn't make Kiddush on it. Right, it's not going to be a proper beverage. Okay? Says why ain't Tamashumazak now we're on top of Nunvav and Ralph. Maybe you'll say that he had the ray diluted it Friday night as well. It can't be. For a tight new learner price, I'll show you some mashka mizugi and Trevor Lane and Lila. If you drink beverages which haven't been diluted and left out overnight, Tomo Barosho, you are liable to death. Why? Because who drinks from those beverages? Snakes. Snakes don't drink fresh wine. It's too undiluted, it's like vinegar, they can't drink it. But if it's a little bit diluted, they drink it. So everything Gemara says, how could he, you can't say he diluted it the night before, because then he wouldn't be able to leave it overnight. Says Gemara, that's not a kasha. Rabbi Yecha really could dilute it. But he left them overnight in a hermetically sealed metal vessel so that the snakes couldn't get at them. Rabbi Yecha said, Rishonim are you surely? In the elders, the old sages, they used to ask, small maushe to sayel imim bekosha bracha. Say, can one's left hand assist one's right hand in making Kiddush? From this question, Achma minat klas, you learn three things. Achma, Achama, you hear, shutzol tov simin, that you must hold your cup in your right hand. Unless you're a lefty, which you're on left hand. Your hand has to be at least a tefach off the table. Because otherwise, why do you need to assist your hand? You just hold flat on the table, why you need assistance? What? Well, besides that, it has to be balanced a tefach off the table. It's not a tefach off, you need to help yourself. Right? And you also have to... you also have to look at it. The reason why, how can we learn this out from the question? Because obviously if we're asking the question whether you can help yourself with your left hand, it must be that you have to focus on it this whole time and not put it down. And focus, because if you could put it down, so just put it down. Don't hold it this whole time. Your hand won't get tired. You won't ever pop. It must be, you must focus on it all the time. And we extrapolate it from the fact that you must focus on it all the time. They must be looking at it the whole time. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yach. Rabbi Yach said, Shlosh Dvarim Nemer Kosher Bracha. There are three statements that are said about the cup for Kiddush or Brichas HaMazon, whatever bracha you're making. Mali, it should be full. Eter should be surrounded, and the two pshatim are surrounded. One pshat is that it should be surrounded with little cups. That's why very often in Jewish homes you have a whole bunch of little cups around the big cup, because that's Eter. Another interpretation which is given is that you have to hold it like that, right, with your fingers around the base of the cup. What? Yeah, it's in the Bible.
It's like film, same principle.
Do you hold film like that? No, that's true, but now we're moving on to the other issues, right? Okay? And the third thing is mudach has to be rinsed. You have to rinse out the cup. You can't use a dirty cup for kiddush. Not just for hygienic reasons, for their chayrut reasons. And we learn all these three things in the same pasuk. The shloshim pasuk echad says Naftali svarotzon. Naftali was satiated. Umali birkas Hashem is full of the blessing of God. Sava satiated is itur, that it's surrounded by other cups. Ratzon mudach. As he said, which is appealing, which means that it's rinsed out beforehand. Mole kimashmo, that's be full of wine. I'm rechina rechina said he must see, okay? If you do this, if you did this, maxita, what is the same immediately afterwards about the tribe of Asher, yam v'dorom yirosha, you inherit the west and the south. Adzoche, you merit, adzoche lira sholom azeh, you merit inheriting this world and Yolam Abba and the world to come. Amr Abba Lezer said, Kos Pagu, Eim Avarchim. If you have a damaged cup, you can't make a brach on it. What is Pagu? Tamo. No. That's what it means, literally. What does it mean here? Tamo, if you tasted it, Pogmo. It damages it and you can't use it again. It doesn't have a messed up taste. You just tasted it. It's considered to be used. Here the garments that was used already. Used goods. Shouldn't be used again for kiddush then. Okay? No, the cup. The cup. Right. And even if you use it for kiddush last night, since you drank a little bit from it, you can't use it the next day. Yeah. Unless you're misaki, you pour it a little bit back in, a little bit out again, that whole rigmarole. Okay? You hear from this three things again, three things from here. First of all, you hear that a damaged cup, you can't make a brach on it. And also, Tzor Shebo Kashir, it has to have a shear. Now, how do we know it has to have a shear? It's not so clear for me that it has to have a shear. So, the Pnei Moshe explains that by virtue of the fact that you can't just add water. It means that's to have a minimum amount of wine. And that means that once you drank a little bit, you can't refill it with water because the wine ratio has been depleted as well. So if you want to use it again, you have to get more wine. And the Pnei Moshe, the ratio of Pnei Moshe is, although there are other ratios, is that has to be a quarter of a revius of wine. And if there's anything less than that in the cup, it's no good. Okay? Be that as it may, so the point is, it needs a shear. The reason why I'm saying it needs a shear is because we don't just tell him, go and fill up with water, but rather he has to bring more wine. The tamo, and also, of course, it's even this, if you taste it, that is the type of damage. All right, Tanchum Bar Yudin, the Tanchum Bar Yudin said, Kovad Ayom, Kodim LeKovad Laila. In terms of honoring the day of Shabbos, you honor the day of Shabbos over the night. With your better food should be eaten during the day. You should wear better clothing during the day. I always try and put on a nicer tie shop this morning.
That's the thing is the vittles. You get better vittles.
You get better food. You like chulim better, right? No, but the point is everything. Also, the way you dress, you're supposed to dress a little bit better Shabbos morning than Shabbos night. Yes. What? No reason given. Probably because of the kedusha, I would guess of mon. That there was no the nace of the mon having remained fresh till the next day. That's just a hunch. That might be also too. That's true. That, now that you jog my memory, I recall. They give that reason that Matan Torah occurred Shabbos morning. Very good. Yeah. In terms of Kavadiyon, Kodon, Kavad Laila. Kedusha Salaila, however, which Kiddush is more significant? Friday night Kiddush. That's me the right, and that's right. Ushalaya Kodim, Kodim, Seklusha Zayom. Ezu Kavadiyon, it's a typo where all the Farshim say, what Kiddush do you say during the day? Rabbi Yishim Shem Rabbi Yaakov Barach, and Rabbi Yishim Rabbi Yishim Shem, Shem Rav, Bar Priya Gofen. And you know, briskers, all they say is Bar Priya Gofen. They don't say any Pesukim beforehand. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi, just Bar Priya Gofen. All those Pesukim we had, unnecessary. Okay? Just, time filler. Rabbi Zrikon Bar Chamui, the Rabbi Zrikon. Rabbi Zrikon, the son-in-law of Rabbi Zrikon, said, he's Kirshul Chanukah Bar, he didn't say. Yeah, he's Kirshul Chanukah Bar, he mentioned Al-Anisim in Noda, which is Bracha on the land of Israel. The Kilsoso, and they praised him. The old days, it wasn't so posh, it wasn't yet formulated properly. So he's the first one who did it, I guess, and they praise him. Oh, that was a good thing. Rabbi Ba, Braid Rabbi Chir Bar Ba, he's here, Dayan Emes Batova Meitiv. He was at an Ovel's house, Rachman Litzlan, and he said, Dayan Emes, the bracha, justifying Hashem's judgment, as part of the fourth bracha, the Kilsoso, and they praised him for that. Rabbi Ba, Braid Rabbi Chir Bar Abba, said, interesting thing, and the Achronim try and change the girsa here. I'll show you how in a minute, but in the meantime, let's learn it inside. Ochal mehalech, if you ate walking, I made a mevarach. You have to stand still to bench. Ochal, I mean, if you ate sit standing, yeshivarach, you have to sit to bench. You always have to go up a madrega in order to bench. Acha Yeshiv, if you sat, if you bench sitting, Mesim of Archi reclined the bench. So many of the Achronim don't like this because reclining seems to be less their heritage than sitting. So they change and they say, Acha Mesim Yeshiv Mavarich. But I don't know, and Yoshev is the highest Madrega. But I don't know, it sounds in the Ushami, simple pshat, that in the old days, they takel reclined to be a more significant means of being at the table, more noble. Like we do on the night of Pesach. What's so difficult?
They used to recline when they ate.
Yeah, right, that's right.
Oh, that's the next case. Acha Mesiv, if you ate reclining, Misati Baruch, you have to put on your jacket and bench. And this is the source putting on a jacket, right? So the some of the Mepharshim say it doesn't mean necessarily putting a jacket, but it means you have to cover your arms. And this is a general principle. If you come to daven, you come to bench, you should have your arms covered. You should wear a long sleeve shirt or put on a jacket. Yeah.
So long sleeve shirt, devil's gloves.
Free to. Yeah. According to the, I saw that somewhere here. Somebody says that.
They have different things.
The Amude, you don't have it. You don't have this. You have the parish on the bottom. Amud Yerushalayim Tinyana. All the way at the bottom brings down from Sikta, which is one of the Medrashei Halacha, that if the Bimisatif means to make sure that your arms are covered. Okay? Says the Gemara, Imasa Kain, if you do this, you cover yourself. Harel Kamalach Yeshurish, because Malachim cover themselves with their wings. They have six wings, and they cover themselves with their wings. Ma time a while, it says v'shtayim yichas upon v'shtayim yichas a raglov. So to do ituf, it's proper for benching. Ramai said there are others who say ituf means to wear a hat. And the Mekubalim hold it's very important to wear a hat. There's a Maisa with Rabbi Yisrael Najara. Yisrael Najara is one of the Talmidim of the Ari. He wrote several of the Zmiros. The ones that start with Yisrael. They're written by Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Najara. I think he might have even written Kari Bone. Kari Bone is Yod, Kari Bone, Shvachin, Ravavin, Elaka, and Lemikdasha. So it says, It says in there who wrote them? The Friday night. It's not there?
No, it's got to be.
Depends who wrote it. All right, we saw in the Jara. Who wrote Corey Bone, the student of the Arizal, right? It was later the rabbi of Gaza. Last one, probably. But in any event, so he was a very big Baal Zemer. And it says that the Malachim once came, the Ramesses Eliezer brings us down. It says Malachim once came and they wanted to kill him. Why? Because he was sitting and singing to the Zmiros he wrote at the Shabbos table without a hat on. And it wasn't proper. So somehow he got saved because he was a Kabbalist. But for this we see how Pikabola is supposed to wear a hat. And I guess maybe they tie each up here. Ituf means to wear a hat. All right. Let the Adra of Shloshi Shachu, let's start the next pair. 400 Jews, yeah. We don't have all of them, obviously. I don't know which other ones he composed, but Corey Bone is the most famous. Okay, let's go on. Next pair. These are the distinctions between Beisham and Beisil in terms of eating a meal. Beisham says, when you make Kiddush Friday night, you first say Mekadosh HaShabbos, and then the wine, the opposite of what we do, V'charkem Mevorech HaYayin. Beisil Omim Mevorech HaYayin, like we do, first you make Bari Priya Gofen, and then V'charkem Mevorech HaYayin, then Mekadosh HaShabbos. Matame in the Beishamay. What's the logic of Beishamay? They say Shekdusha Zeyom Karmel Yan Chiyovo. Why do you make Kiddush on the wine? Because it's Shabbos. So what came first? Shabbos comes first. So ever first make a bracha on Shabbos, then make a bracha on the wine. Ukvan is Chai Bekdusha Zeyom. It already became incumbent upon you to celebrate the sanctity of the day. One Shabbos began before the wine came to the before you came to make Kiddush. What's the logic of Beis Hillel? They say no, you can't say Kiddush without wine. So therefore, what bracha has to come first? The wine, because that generates the Kiddush. Dovrach, another interpretation, if you don't like that one. Hayayin Tadir. Wine you drink frequently. Kedusha ain't a tadira. Kiddush is not as frequent as drinking of wine. Tadir v'sheinu tadir, of course, tadir koidim. Doesn't say explicitly in the Gemara, but frequent things come first. So here is a big thing that Achronim say. Yushami is saying with certainty, saying which the Bali is unsure of. It says your tadir goes over kadosh, because the bracha and kedusha of Shabbos is holier. Yeah, which bracha does Beis Hillel say you say first? Bracha on the wine, which is more frequent. Okay? It says more, ask more kash. First one says, Arm Rabbi Yossi, B'divrei Shneim, from both of them we learn, Yayin v'Avdola, Yayin Koidim. If you make Avdola, the bracha of wine comes first. Give a great Beis Shammai. Why? Klut Amei, the Beis Shammai, L'Shukdush HaZiyom, Gormel Yayin Shiyobo. What's the logic of Beis Shammai that the Kedusha of the day requires Kiddush? Began here. It's not the Avdola which causes the wine to come, but rather what causes there to be wine on Shabbos? Shabbos! Yes. So Shabbos is what generates Avdola. It's more than that. The Shabbos generates Avdola, right? So if Shabbos generates Avdola, that's the point. On Friday night, Bishamai says first you make the bracha on Shabbos, right, and then on wine. There's no bracha on Shabbos, right? So what comes first? The Bar Priya Gofen. Well, then you make Avdol, then Avdol comes second, right? Excuse me?
So
That they'll come to that later on. Monday we'll discuss that. Again, the kan hoyev lo avdol garmo lo avdkan kan. Sorry, the kan hoyev lo avdol garmo yain shel. But yes, it's avdol. That's of course the wine today. So yain karem the wine comes first. Who and the koine beisilo. Whom tamei the beisilo shel yain tadir kedusha ain't tadira. If we go by tadir, by what's more prevalent. So to hear, chayin hoil vayayin toadir v'avdol in it tadira, since why it's more prevalent, havdol is less prevalent, hayayin koinim. Amrei manor, amana said, medim eishneim, both of eisham and sel, we learn, yayin v'avdolah, if you have wine and havdolah, havdolah koidemis, he argues, he says, no, havdolah comes first. Not the way we pass it. No. Why does he say that? Okay. You have registered your opinion. You see the wide margins in the Gemara. So if you want to put in your own shot, you can put it on. Kluta made the Veshamai. What's a Veshamai? Elisha Kwani Schai Bikusha Sayoma Chiloba Yain. He says, not, don't look at it that way. Look at it this way. You became, why do you make Mekadesh HaShabbos first? Because the requirement to be Mekadesh HaShabbos came before the requirement of wine. Because Shabbos entered before you started making Kiddush. Right? So says the so he says here too the kan hov in his chayim b'avdola chelo b'ayayin. Here it's motzei Shabbos already. You already are chayim in avdola before you make the bracha wine. What's the proof of that? Say avdola shmon esrei. So therefore the avdola should precede the wine. Now this sounds like it goes far. Why don't we paskin this way? Because we hold on the contrary. The avdola in shmon esrei means that I don't need the Avdolah anymore of the Avdolah later on. Why do I make the Avdolah later on? For the people who didn't daven. So on the contrary, the fact we make Avdolah Shmon Esrei is more of a reason for us to make wine first. Because now the Avdolah later on is not integral to the process. According to him, so the fact that we make Avdolah Shmon Esrei indicates Avdolah is a prior chiyuv. According to us, could be, maybe. But the fact that we have Avdolah Shmon Esrei, releases us from the prior chiyuv, and now we can make Bari Priya Goffin first. Okay?
Why bother with wine altogether?
Yeah,
wine, what's the reason for wine?
Mitzvah Darabonah. It's part of. So, name it, so says Gemara. Again, let's do it again. Our mind, we divish name of both, and we learn Yain v'Avdolah. If you have a choice of wine, Avdolah, Ya Avdolah Koidemis, where Avdolah comes first. Tamein the Mish, why? Because Tamein the Misham El Shakwari Tzchai B'Kusha Zio, whom Tamein the Mishamai Eloh B'Shakwari Tzchai B'Kusha Zio? The logic of Mishamai is that he became Rei Chayev in Kidda in Bim Tzay Mekash V'Shabbos. Atzal B'Yayim before the wine came. The Kan here too, since it's Motzai Shabbos. Oh, Kwari Tzchai B'Avdolah. Atzal B'Yayim, since it's Rei Chayev and Avdolah before the wine came to the table, Avdolah Koidemis. And that'll be true according to me, according to Beisilah. Whom Tamein the Beisil says by Kedusha, by Kiddush, Friday night. There, you make the bracha wine first, because wine generates the Kiddush. However, by Motzoi Shabbos, have those independent chiyuv from wine. The proof of that is you make the Avdol Shmon Esrei. Again, he's really banking heavily on this Avdol Shmon Esrei. So since he says here Avdol is a distinct chiyuv, it's the wine that's generate the Avdolah Sheteyomer Avdolah Koidemes. That's why the Avdolah can be said first before the brach on the wine. Amaziri said Medivish name from both of them we learn Mavdil below Yain. You make Avdol without wine. But you can't make a kiddush except with wine. Now, from this we you would normally explain that line that Avdolah can make a Shmon Esrei, whereas kiddush you're not yet in Shmon Esrei. But he takes that a step further. Says the Gemara, who daitid Rabbi Zira. This is the underlying logic of Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira not dealing on a sheikhar. You can make Abdullah on beer, on coffee, on fruit juices, on anything. But aim at kachim el b'yayin. Right? Right? Excuse me? Yeah, you can make it shachal, but only Friday night, not Shabbos morning. And also, that's only you can't make it, if kid, that's b'di'evet, and you can't make it a shambir. You can't. It has to dafka be the wine or chalas.
What about the kiddush of Friday night?
But now let's get Rabbi Yehuda. That might fulfill chiyuv d'oraisa, but it doesn't fulfill the requirement of rabbanon of kiddush aliyayin. And the required kiddush aliyayin is only Friday night again, not motzei Shabbos. That's what's right about. In essence, I'm answering you in too long a fashion. Let me answer you much more succinctly. The d'oraisa you could be yotzei shmoneh esrei, but we're talking about here the rabbanon. Okay, so the rabbanon here must be aliyayin. That's where deriving. That's why they still hold Friday night. You definitely have to say yayin first, because the yayin is what generates the chiyuv of kiddush. Motzei Shabbos, since you use anything else, since the Abdullah chiyuv is independent. A, that's why, according to this second opinion, the bracha of Abdullah precedes the bracha on the wine. B, that's why you don't even have to have wine. Use anything else. Okay? Says the Gemara. Excuse me. Right? We tack on here another statement, Rabbi Zira, even though it's not really relevant to what we're talking about here. It is that if you have to go from place to place to your kiddush on wine, you go from place to place because kiddush on wine is primary. I guess it is really part of the statement. The words Abdullah can be made on beer, you don't have to daf can make on wine, you don't have to hear it on wine, but kiddush you daf can have to hear on wine. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yossi, the Rebbe. The Higin Tamon, they had a custom in Bavel. Interesting custom, which we still have today, even though it's not relevant anymore. But Malkum Shein Yain, if there's no wine in the city, Shliach Tzibur Oimer Lifnei HaTeva, the Chazan goes in front of the Amid in Shul, Voimer Baruch Achas Me'en Sheva, and he says one bracha, an abbreviation of the seven brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, the Chayisim V'Kadosh Yisroel V'Tzuyem HaShabbos. And he signs off V'Kadosh Yisroel V'Tzuyem HaShabbos. We have that. We still do it. That's Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Okay, I'll go to a Gibor Vanora Kelion, Konesha Mayavoretz, Mogen Avos Bidvoro, etc. That's this. Thing is, in the old days, why did they institute this? For people who didn't have wine for Kiddush. We keep it. So there are Rishonim, some of the Rishonim even have another Gears in the Ushalmi, which is that this is a Kiddush for the Tzibur. Okay, which would justify why we have it nowadays, even though we all go home and make kiddush at home. That despite the fact that we make kiddush at home, there's a din kiddush on the yechidim, on the individual families at home, and then there's a din kiddush on the tzibur, and that's what we do in shul, and that's how we still keep this minute, even though all of us have wine at home waiting for us. Right, but they said in shul, it seems from the Yerushalmi here, without the added on versions of the Rishonim, that the only reason they said is because some people did not have wine at all. But we who have wine really shouldn't have to say it in Beit Shemesh. No, it's not because of Kavod Shabbos. And there's another reason. Maybe the article brings it down here. Late comers, very good, right? So because the late comers shouldn't be stuck in the field where their shuls were in the old days. Now both of these reasons preclude, or the reason why we have a minhag, although I don't know if everybody observes it, not to say this tefillah one Friday night a year, which is that wrong. Pesach night. The three paragraphs are also omitted on the first night of Pesach. Okay? These following three paragraphs are omitted by an individual praying alone, or, there's a Kiddush, by an occasional minion, such as that in the home of a mourner. I guess also pick up minion, he wouldn't say. You said pick up minion, pick up minion in your house. However, even in such case, one wishes to, we may recite the paragraph mugging of us. The three paragraphs are also made on the first night of Pesach. So in these cases, first of all, he's saying, you know, so there are no latecomers. There's also no kiddush for the tzibur. You're not the tzibur. You're pick up minion. And also Pesach night, there used to be no latecomers, because anybody used to come to shul in order to go home then and say the Seder quickly. And besides that, everybody has wine for the Pesach Seder. So you don't need the kiddush in the shul.
What about Yom Kippur? No one's late and there's no kiddush.
What?
On Yom Kippur nights? On Nidre nights?
No, I had the rabbi. But since there's no kiddush, no, we should have the kiddush in shul. It's the plan. He says, in time, he brings down here the reason of the late karmas. It doesn't bring down our Yerushalmi. Okay. Let's go see further. It says, Maravakasha of the Beis Shammai. I have a kasha in Beis Shammai, which is the following. Leila Shabbos, Hey Chavida. What do you do Friday night in the pound case? You're sitting and eating. From before, you know, we don't have this case anymore. But the old days was prevalent. People would start meals Friday afternoon, continue into Friday night. It happened. Maybe it's late Shabbos, Chavez. So, you're singing in the Erev Shabbos. The Chashecho Leil Shabbos now became Shabbos. Vein Shem Elok also a coast. You only have one cup of wine. What are you going to do? Now, you have two obligations to fulfill. What are they? Kos of Birkos HaMozo and Kos of Kiddush. We only have one cup. So what are you going to do, Great Beis Shammai? At Omar, Menichol Achra HaMozo, maybe say leave it to after benching. Bench, right? Leave the cup to after benching. Mishal Shkul HaMolav, and then after benching, say Kiddush, and then say Bar Priya Gofet. Won't work. Manavshach. How are you going to do it? No matter which way you want to do it. Yivarech HaLayoyim. If you want to first make a bracha on Kiddush, the truth is, I have to give you another fact which the Gemara doesn't give us. Beis Shammai says if you get wine in the middle of the meal, at the end of the meal, you don't wait to make a Bar Priya Gofen on it after benching, because we're afraid you forget. You make a Bar Priya Gofen in the middle of the meal, right then when you get it. Beis Shammai holds if you get wine in the middle of the meal and you don't want to drink it right now, you wait till after benching to make the bracha. We're not afraid you're going to make the bracha. You make the bracha afterwards. So now, ask the Yerushalmi, how are you going to do this according to Beis Shammai? You maybe want to say Menichu L'Achra Mozo M'Shal Shekulam Olav. Maybe you say leave it to after the meal and put and make all the brachos on it. Won't work. Manav Shuk, let's go through the stages. Yivarech Aliyah, maybe you want to say first make the bracha on Kiddush right now. Before you bench, you can't do that. Hamozim Kaitin. Because you became Chayiv and benching before you became Chayiv and Kiddush. Because when did you start eating? Before Shabbos. When do you become Chayiv and Kiddush? After Shabbos begins. So therefore you have to first bench. Right? Yivarech Hamozim, okay, you want to bench first. That won't work either. Because you can't, because the halacha according to Beis Shammai is, if you intend to bench, but you have a cup of wine which you got before benching, when do you have to start to make the bracha on it? Before benching. Beis Shammai is before benching. So you can't wait to make. If you want it, you maybe you'll say, wait for Kiddush. Make the bracha wine after, make the bracha on Kiddush. See, you're in catch 22. It's a paradox. You want to, if you say, let's wait for Kiddush after benching, can't do that. Why? Because that would mean you want to say Birkas HaMozo, then Kiddush, then wine. You're not allowed to do that. Because you're not allowed to push. First you have to bench. Right? Said over wrong. Sorry. Let me scratch that. Let me try it again. You want to make Kiddush first. And then, Bench, you're not allowed to do that. Because what responsibility do you have first? Benching before Kiddush, because you will start eating from before Shabbos. So first you have to bench. Okay. You want to bench and then say Baruch Pri HaGafen and then Kiddush? You can't do that either. Because Beis Shammai holds, if you have wine on the table from before bench, you're not allowed to put up the bracha till after benching. You have to make the bracha before benching.
Yes. But it's Friday night. You're not going to forget about it because you know you have to bench.
Okay. Good question. Let's leave that out for a second. What? You did. In this case, you did. In this case, we did. You pour a chaliyayin. Hayyim kaidim. You want to make a bracha. Okay, so what should you do? So make a bracha now on the wine. Make a bracha on the wine now. Can't do that. You have to make a bracha on Kiddush first, because Beis Shammai Kiddush comes before wine. But you can't make a bracha on Kiddush first, because before you make Kiddush, you have to bench. So you're stuck. You have a vicious cycle. You can't say Kiddush first, because you'd have to bench first. You can't say benching first, because you have to say the wine first. You can't say the wine first, because then you lose Kiddush. So what are you going to do? You're stuck. It's a conundrum. It goes around in circles. Says Gemara Nishmina Minato, let's try and answer from the following case. You got a way out? Well, let's see. Gemara's going to have a way out.
Yeah, there is a way out.
All right, let's see. It's too late. Let's see inside. Nishmina Minato. Let's learn from the following case. Bal en yayin acha mosa. It's true. Bal en yayin acha mosa. If wine comes in after you finish eating before benching, Vechamelo Sokos is only in that cup there. On my Rebbe Ba. Rebbe Ba said, "Bisham, I only make the bracha immediately because I deshu bracha ketan or shema yishkach v'yishte. You might forget to make the bracha after birkas hamazon and drink it without the bracha." Bramacha. However, somebody said this before. Bramacha mikame shumashal shaydeya kos. Here, since he's going to make it part of a kiddush. Hey, you said this, right? Since he's going to make it, very good. Since he's going to make it part of a Kiddush, hey, no shachach, he won't forget to make it part of a Kiddush. So if a Kate said, Yasu al divrei Beis Shammai, how could Beis Shammai do work it? First you bench, and then you make Kiddush, and then you make wine, which is the proposal you made before. Okay? Everything works out in that case. V'kash al divrei Shammai, so the same thing with Beis Hillel. B'motzoi Shabbos. Hey, Chavida. What do you do with Motzoi Shabbos? Hey, Yeshiva Echub Shabbos. You're singing here in Shabbos. V'choshcho Motzoi Shabbos. Now became Oish Shabbos. Shabbos ebbed away. V'ein Shem El El Sakos. And you only have one cup. So you have to do two things here. You have to bench Holocaust. You have to say Abdullah Holocaust. What do you do? Atomar Menichol Lachar Amazon. You want to say, leave it till after benching. And then say, Abdullah, and benching on the cup. It's not going to work. Yivarech al yayin. Maybe say, first make a bracha on the wine. Is that you?
No.
Yivarech al yayin. Maybe say, first make the bracha on the wine. Hamazon kaitim. You can't make a bracha on wine before benching. Why? Because Bill Till says, Nali Bishamay. Shammai says, you make bracha on wine before benching. Because you might forget later on. Bill Till says, no, you wait till after benching. Okay, so you can't make the bracha on wine now. You have to wait till after benching. Yivarech HaMazon. So maybe you'll say, okay, fine. So what's the big deal? Make the bracha on benching. And then drink the wine right afterwards. What's the problem? Says Gemara, very interesting thing. We don't pass them this way. Haner koidim. You have to say the bracha on the ner before the bracha on wine. We say the bracha on wine first. You show me how you make the bracha on the candle first. We don't pass them like you show me. Right, yes. Because we don't pass them like you show me. But you show me how you make the bracha on the ner first. You bracha on mozon on ner koidim. There comes first. You vayach on there, so maybe say, okay, it's a big deal. Make the bracha on the candle. You can't do that. Abdullah kedemes. Because you gotta make the bracha on Abdullah before you make the bracha on the candle. Because we're going to let the shita down here that Abdullah comes before the brachas. Abdullah comes before the Baruch Pri HaGafen and before the ner. So now we're stuck. What are you going to do? You're going to make the bench? You'd have to bench. Then say Avdola. Then say Nair. Then say Barriere Goffin. By that time, the Barriere Goffin has very little to do with benching. So says the Gemara, Nishmina Rado, what do you do? We'll learn from this case. Om Ravi Ravina said, Lo Nezhu Be Shame Sil, Abirka Samogim Chubit Chila. Baby, because the mother comes first. While Avdolah, she basoys. Not like we said over here. Avdolah comes at the end. Amar Elgu, what's the machlokas? Alaner Val Bsami. How do you do Ner Bsami? Shabbat Shammai mean Bsami Chakach Ner, like we do. Shammai says first Bsami and then Ner. With so many more Chakach Bsami, first Ner and then Bsami. Rav Amar, Rav and Rav Yehuda say, Halach can be Shomer Bsami Chakach Ner. The Halach is Bsami and then candles, despite the fact that it's said in the name of Beis Shammai. Yeah, that's what we do. Bsami first and then Ner. So Ketan Yasel Dvir Mitzel, so what do you do according to Mitzel? Yivarech Halamozo. First, Yevench. V'Tchilo. V'Chakar Yivarech Halayayin. And then you make the bracha on the wine, and then you make the bracha on the nair. So it's not clear exactly what the Rishonim is. You think the Rishonim is reneging on it. Previously the Rishonim said you make the bracha on the candle first. Now the Rishonim says you make the bracha on the wine first. So either the Rishonim is reneging on what it said before, that taka wine becomes before candles, and like we have, right, wine, Bisamim, candle, because we said Bisamim comes before candle, that would be the conclusion of Yishami. Or could be Yishami is only saying in this specific case, we have the problem of the juxtaposition of benching. In this case, Yishami says, then you make Bar Priya Goffin before you say Bisamim in there, and afterwards you make Avdola, and we will stop here for this evening. Have a good Shabbos.